spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Let's see, picking up on the news. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. A Connecticut man who tricked hundreds of investors into giving him more than $100 million on the promise of fat profits on diamonds and distressed properties has been thrown in jail for 10 years. Finally, we're starting to see justice from these operators. Michael Goldberg was also ordered to undergo substance abuse and mental health evaluations. And apparently he got a very light sentence because the sentencing guidelines for what he did was 12 to 15 years as well as full restitution. He's got to give the money back. But apparently he got a 10-year sentence with time off for good behavior, and I've seen the shrink and everything. You know, he'll be out in a while, then he'll take his ill-gotten gains and retire to the Caymans, play canasta with Ken Lay and the rest of the crew over there. All righty, let's see, moving right along. All right, I want to get back to the situation in Fukushima, because we are seeing this incredible united front of officialdom of trying to pretend this is not an issue. This is not a problem. Iran is the problem. And Syria is the problem. We've got to go take care of them. Because otherwise you're going to start realizing, why aren't you taking care of the American people? Why weren't you taking care of the American people when the Deepwater Horizon oil well exploded and poured trillions of gallons of gunk into one of the richest fishing grounds supporting the American people? Now, the U.S. government is taking the position they're going to stop monitoring the reactor site. EPA is saying they're only going to take radiation measurements once every 3 months. FDA is saying they're not going to bother testing the seafood in the Pacific Ocean. Now, if there's one lesson that we can take from yesterday's announcement confirming meltdowns in all three reactors and the fact that the meltdowns happened within the first couple of days of the disaster, it's that we still don't know the full extent of what has happened inside those buildings, and more importantly, in the ground underneath and in the ocean off the shore. We don't know. We can't know. They don't know. If they know, they're not saying. We don't know. The big unknown problem is the contaminated seawater. And I know we've seen the media saying, oh, it'll be diluted all over the place here. Doesn't exactly work that way. Plants and animals absorb those minerals, and they use them in their chemical structure. This is why tobacco plants grown in cheap mineral fertilizer were selectively taking up the polonium. And it was in the tobacco. When you smoked it, it went into your lungs, and that's why cigarettes gave you cancer. The tobacco companies, ironically enough, were telling you the truth when they said tobacco doesn't cause cancer. It wasn't the tobacco. It was the radioactive fertilizer the tobacco was being grown in. So the radioactivity, the isotopes, the contamination gets into the seaweed, gets into the food, it falls on the floor of the ocean where crabs are going to eat it up. And a fish carrying a lethal dose of radiation is just as deadly 15,000 miles away from Fukushima as it is 1 mile away from Fukushima. And they're already having to destroy entire catches of fish that are contaminated. And I understand why the government is trying to convince you there's no big deal over there, because with the Gulf of Mexico destroyed as a healthy, uncontaminated food source by the Deepwater Horizon disaster, and now the entire North Pacific looking at becoming highly radioactive, dangerously so, over the next couple of years as the current circulates around, there isn't enough food to feed all of the humans on planet Earth. Have you noticed how all of a sudden all of our major food sources are just getting hammered? Flooding in the Midwest, record tornadoes, industrial runoff poisoning the soil, plus the diversion into ethanol manufacture and destruction of plant species by genetic engineering that is producing crops that are not healthy to eat, not as the yields are lower. It's an ugly situation. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just got an email from a listener who sent me photographs from Salt Lake City, Utah. And it is right now, as we speak, in Salt Lake City, Utah, on the 17th of May. We're only a couple of weeks away from the start of June, and it is snowing in Salt Lake City. Okay? Now, this gets us to this next story. David Evans is a scientist who has been riding the carbon gravy train for many, many years now. He was a consultant for the Australian Greenhouse Office. Now the Department of Climate Change. He's one of the guys who makes a lot of money running around screaming, the world is warming, the world is warming. And he's got 6 university degrees. He's got a PhD in electrical engineering. And basically, he has had his Buddha on the road moment. He's had his epiphany where he's coming out and he's saying, this whole issue of global warming, it's reached ridiculous proportions. And it's full of lies and misunderstandings. And he says, yeah, I was part of it for a long time, you know, and I was out there being an alarmist because that's what was paying the bills, but now it's hard to keep going. It's hard to keep going on that situation. We're seeing record cold. I put a whole list of these things up on Twitter last night where cold temperature records are being set again here this spring. All-time cold records are being set. This claim that the world is getting warmer is unsupportable, and the claim that humans are somehow to blame and therefore should be taxed for it is even thinner. But the money junkies are not going to quit, and we have to keep pointing out everywhere that they need to, you know, that they're exposed for basically conducting snake oil tactics. And by the way, NASA got caught rigging the data for global warming yet again this last week. NASA stands for Never a Straight Answer, by the way. And it's kind of amazing. NASA's entire budget has been cut. The only thing NASA is still getting funding to do is to support this call for human-caused global warming, and we've got to control your lifestyle, and you've got to agree to live on less so that we can save the planet Earth from all you icky-poo humans. And as I mentioned last week, Fukushima may have already done that. Because if we do start seeing massive birth defects in the next generation, most of those kids may be born unable to reproduce. And boy, that population problem is going to go right away with that whole situation. Speaking of radiation, it turns out the TSA, the agency we all love to hate even more than the IRS, rigged the tests that they held to try and claim that the backscatter radiation scanners were safe. Now remember, since those scanners went into operation at the airports, MIT and John Hopkins have both come out with peer-reviewed published articles saying that the backscatter radiation system is destroying skin DNA, leading, with enough exposure inevitably, to skin cancers. And the TSA came out and said, no, they're absolutely safe, even though the TSA was forced to admit that the levels of radiation in these machines are actually 10 times higher than they initially said. Don't worry, Ann Coulter says radiation is good for you. Now, the backscatter radiation systems are brand new. People really don't understand them yet. And again, this gets back to that story I like to tell about the shoe store fluoroscope machines. These were the biggest thing back in the 1930s and 1940s. The U.S. Surgeon General produced and distributed educational films into the schools about how important it was to use the shoe store fluoroscopes to make sure that your shoes were fitting properly to your feet so that you would be comfortable as you went out and worked on the roads and bridges and all the other things that the serfs were supposed to go out and work on. And then in the 1950s and 1960s, the shoe store clerks who had been operating the machines started all coming down with cancer. One of the reasons most shoe stores are self-service these days, by the way. Even so, with the awareness that these machines were causing cancer among the employees of the shoe stores, it wasn't until 1983 that they were completely gone from the United States of America. There's actually one that makes an appearance in the movie Billion Dollar Brain. It's an early Michael Caine film, and it's used for an important story point. And I remember when I saw the movie, I said, wow, I've never seen that in the stores. And then I came to find out why. And I remember my high school physics classroom. They had all these X-ray bulbs all over the shelves, and I kept saying, why have you got so many of these things? Well, they're all from the decommissioned shoe store machines. And they were just there for decorations and whatnot. So now we're finding out TSA's rigging the tests that they're using to say, oh, these machines are safe. They're lying to you about everything. They're, you know, radiation from Fukushima is safe. Radiation from the TSA machines is safe. Somebody wrote in and said, you know, why do you just completely distrust the government so? My answer is because it is the government. That is the biggest reason to be skeptical of what the government says, because they are the government, and their job is to govern you, to manage you, like you're an asset, like your property, like your chattel, like you're just part of the herd. We've got to get the herd going towards Syria and Iran. So how do we get the herd motivated? Well, we'll just tell them that, you know, Ahmadinejad is, you know, abusing sheep in his backyard or something. Now, changing topics here. Apparently, we've had another one of these apocalyptic religious cults start screaming that the rapture is at hand. This is a story that came out of the Scofield Bible, where Jesus is going to come down from the big house and invite all the true believers back up to the big house, and everybody else gets left behind. And the latest prognostication is it's due for this Saturday, which is really annoying because I was hoping to go see the latest Pirates of the Caribbean movie on Saturday, and looks like, you know, projectionist may be gone. So I put up this article at whatreallyhappened.com, and I actually wrote it quite a long time ago. It's called O Rapture. And it lists all the many, many, many predictions of the end of the world, including some by Jesus himself. where the world was going to end and everybody was going to get sent wherever they were supposed to go. And it happens over and over and over and over again. Now, it's just another means for the guy in the funny-looking robe at the front of the church to get more money out of you. Rapture's coming. Put money in the plate. I'll make sure that you get on the fast track to whatever. And, of course, it's a load of nonsense. And come Sunday morning, we're all still going to be here. But for any of the religiously deranged people who really do believe that the rapture is going to happen on Saturday and they're going to go to heaven, you're welcome to sign over all your worldly possessions to me last thing Friday night, because you're not going to leave. You're not going to need it, right? You do believe in this whole Jesus and rapture and all the rest of that, right? You're not going to need that house, that car, that computer any longer, right? You're not going to be a doubting Thomas this close to the payoff, right? You don't dare be a doubting Thomas by not signing over all of your goodies, right? I got a ballpoint pen you can use right here. I put that offer up on the website about a couple of hours ago. Not a single offer. Not even for a box of paper clips. I think the belief in this thing is just a little bit thin here. Meanwhile, up in Seattle, a group of Seattle atheists are taking up a collection for Rapture Relief Fund for charitable operations for those of us who are going to get left behind. I don't know why they have to do that. I mean, in theory, there's going to be all these empty houses and cars and everything that we can avail ourselves of and have a pretty nice little society. Another group is raising money from Christians to provide care for their pets after the rapture. If you're going to get raptured up on Saturday, you give this organization, you know, a couple of $100s, and they'll make sure that if, in fact, you vanish in a blinding flash of light on Saturday, starting Sunday, they're going to come in and they're going to feed and water your cats and dogs and everything like this. Now, this brings up kind of a sad point here, because supposedly dogs don't go to heaven. And all I can say is, if dogs don't go to heaven when they die, I want to go where the dogs go. Because most dogs are a lot more fun than most Christians. It's all a great deal of silliness. Great deal of silliness. Less silly, though, the new Vatican sex abuse guidelines have finally been issued, and they do not require reporting child molestation to the police authorities. We're back to the same old thing. Hush it up, threaten them with eternal damnation if they talk about it, and otherwise pretend it didn't happen, and keep those collection plates rolling. Now, speaking of harassing children, interesting story. After this guy they're claiming was Bin Laden was killed, there was a 13-year-old who posted an update to his Facebook page that said, now that Bin Laden was dead, Obama should be careful because there might be suicide bombers. Which, if you drink the Kool-Aid, that's kind of a reasonable statement to make. But apparently the Secret Service decided they needed to interrogate this seventh grader. And they did it without the parent. Called the kid into the principal's office and they grilled this seventh grader over his Facebook post that there might be suicide bombers after the president because Bin Laden had been killed. If the Secret Service doesn't understand that that actually is a real threat, then maybe they should hire that seventh grader to run the department if that was a news flash to them. Rather amazing stuff here. We're watching the wrong people. We're punishing the wrong people. We're torturing the wrong people. All the people that are innocent, you know, Arabs with Casio watches, seventh graders, you, me, we're being spied on, fondled, groped, irradiated. Our cell phones are spying on us and tracking us around and everything. Meanwhile, you've got the head of the IMF. Nobody's watching him. Bernie Madoff, nobody was watching him. Nobody was watching the people drilling the Deepwater Horizon well. Nobody was really watching all that carefully at Fukushima. We'll be right back.
Estrogen. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, oh, the nasty emails are pouring in from all the Christians. They're so upset and unhappy with me. They're all saying, yes, the rapture's coming. Real good. Well, I'll tell you what. If you all vanish in a flash of light on Saturday, on Monday morning here on this show, I'll apologize and admit that I was wrong. Okay? And if you don't vanish in a flash of light on Saturday, I expect you to call into the show and admit you were wrong. Fair enough? Fair is fair. Enough with that stuff. Now, down in Tennessee, and as you're probably aware, in Indiana, the state Supreme Court has issued this bizarre ruling that basically undoes the Fourth Amendment. In fact, it unravels human rights all the way back to the Magna Carta, saying that if the police want to come into your house, and even if they don't have a good reason to do so, even if they're entering your home for illegal purposes, like they want to come in and basically steal your TV set, you don't have a right to defend yourself from them. The presumption is the police have a reason to be there, and you are not allowed to question that because you're just a slave and a serf, and you don't talk to your betters that way or something like that. The idea being that if a police officer breaks into your house to steal a TV and you try and defend your TV, the police officer will shoot you and he will legally be in the right. And this is not an absurd situation. We know there's a lot of stinky badges out there. I was still living in Los Angeles when the entire Hollywood division got busted for running a burglary ring. Well, I remember the Rampart division problems. I remember Rodney King Well, apparently over in Tennessee under the aegis of their drug interdiction efforts, apparently they're just confiscating money from motorists, out-of-state motorists just driving through. If you have too much cash, Tennessee law enforcement it just takes it and says, well, you're going to have to prove that you came by this honestly and that you were not using it to purchase drugs with, which, of course, is virtually impossible. It's gotten to be such a profit maker that the police in Tennessee are literally having turf wars over who is allowed to interdict motorists and take money from them along certain stretches of highway. It's all, you know, we're in the situation where it's pillage. The government is pillaging the American population. And they're not just doing it with the cops, because the U.S. federal government hit the debt ceiling yesterday. The Treasury Department is funding the operation of the government by looting federal pension plans. Your retirement is just dissolving right before your very eyes. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation, and that is what is happening right before your eyes. Now, my personal view of this is Indiana Supreme Court is wrong, because I have not given my consent for the Constitution, the original contract with America, to be abandoned. If a police officer is trying to come into my house and does not have a warrant, they're going to meet resistance. And lethal force will be met with lethal force. Not that I have anything to hide in here. It's a matter of principle. And if we, the people, don't stand for principle, who will? Certainly not this government. This government has no principles whatsoever other than bowing and scraping to the money junkies. If we're going to have a moral and ethical and truthful and honest nation, it must begin with us. Because it certainly will not begin with the government. All right, a little bit of lighter news from the world of medicine. We have all been told that alcohol is bad for you. It kills your brain cells. Now, I've personally devoted my life to a research project to study the theory that if you're drinking just the right amount, only the weak brain cells will die. And somewhere down the road, I'm sure I'll be in a position to report on my findings on that, but it's going to take years of research to conclude that. However, there's another study that came out which shows that a chemical in marijuana, far from harming the brain, stimulates new brain cell growth. How's that one for you? But of course, marijuana is going to be illegal because the government doesn't want you to suddenly wake up smarter than they are. But apparently, the results of this study are suggesting that marijuana is actually good for the brain. Brain food makes your brain grow, makes more cells, more connections, makes you smarter. And somebody wrote in to remind me that apparently there was a celebrity edition of Jeopardy that had, what's his name, Anderson, Cheech Marin was one contestant, and the other was like this big name from Talking Head from the news. And I'm forgetting the name that was involved there. But apparently Cheech Marin just absolutely blew the other guy away. Just completely devastated him with his knowledge and just won the game hands down. Now, I've met Tommy Chong, and I know he's smoked a lot of marijuana, and that is a very, very sharp gentleman. Very, very smart, very intelligent. So there might be something to that, but of course, you're not allowed to smoke something that might actually help your brain. You will drink alcohol because alcohol can be taxed. The government revenuers can sit there at the breweries and at those distilleries and make sure that tax stamp goes on there, but they can't tax your backyard yet. That's why alcohol's legal and pot is not. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting into the area of hidden history, as you well know, one of the most vivid figures in the history of crime is Jack the Ripper, a notorious serial killer among the unfortunate women, which was the metaphor for prostitutes in the Whitechapel area of London. And was probably the first serial killing that had the benefit of printed media to enhance the reputation, the image, whatever. And there's a lot of theories about who and what Jack the Ripper really was. And this is interesting only because apparently there's an investigator who's, or rather a historian, who's trying to basically go back and look at the case. And he's run into a bit of a snag because apparently the Scotland Yard and the Metropolitan Police are insisting on keeping secret three thick files of documents relating to the Jack the Ripper case. Now remember, this all happened like in the 1880s, 1888. You know, a long, long time ago. And yet they're trying to basically say, no, you can't go into the files. It'll compromise national security. Actually, the official story is that it will reveal the name of police informants who were helping the police back in the late 1800s. These people are all dead. And so why is this going to compromise any police operations today? And a lot of people are scratching their heads and saying, what the heck is going on? Now, there are a lot of theories about who and what Jack the Ripper was. One of the most colorful was detailed in a film called From Hell, starring Johnny Depp. And it's got some historical basis behind it, although obviously there's a lot of artistic license taken with. But it's an interesting story where in that movie, the theory is that the murdered prostitutes were all murdered because they were witnesses to a clandestine wedding of a member of the royal family that would have made a Catholic an heir to the throne of England and restarted the whole religious wars thing all over. So the marriage had to be dissolved. The wife gotten rid of, and the witnesses silenced. And they were silenced in a very brutal manner in order to obfuscate the motive behind it all. And it's a fun movie to watch. And again, they've taken a lot of artistic license with it, but it is a fun, it's a well-made movie. I don't like scary, bloody, slashy movies, but this is a good one to watch. There are a couple of other theories about how the coroner of the area might have been it. I got some email from some people writing in saying that there was in fact a Jewish doctor who was a suspect, but nobody wanted to testify against him because it's a religious prohibition. Jews are not supposed to say anything bad about other Jews, and the government of Whitechapel at that time were very concerned about attacks on Jews at that point because there was a lot of hostility building there for reasons that we're all familiar with today. So we don't really know what's going on. And I think probably what's going on with these three files, the reason they're being kept, is really only two possibilities. Possibility number one is that in point of fact, Scotland Yard and the Metropolitan Police did know who the Ripper was, and it was somebody they could not arrest for fear of political repercussions. Or, in hindsight, looking at the file, they should have known who the Ripper was and failed to see him at the time. And they're basically trying to save themselves from embarrassment. But I find it interesting and enlightening that this many years after the crime is over, Scotland Yard and the Metropolitan Police are still trying to keep a lid on it. It's secret. You can't see what we had way back then. Personally, if it was the names of the informants that were at issue, just block them out, assign pseudonyms, and release the information. But it seems that lying and cover-up and politically mandated outcomes are nothing new. It's been going on all along. Our schools always tell us that justice will prevail, that the law is equal and infinite in its majesty. And we understand, no, it isn't. It isn't at all. And again, that movie, From Hell with Johnny Depp, it's a fun exploration of the idea. Alrighty, now getting back to more modern situations, as you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the growing public awareness that your personal electronic appliances are not really working necessarily automatically in your interest. They're not your servant. They are, in fact, part of your master. We first of all found out that iPhone is keeping a long-term record of everywhere that you go inside its little memory there. Then it came out Android was doing exactly the same thing. Then TomTom came out with the announcement that every time you speed using one of their GPSs, and the GPSs do know the local speed laws because they will warn you. They'll alert you and say, you know, you're going too fast, or at least mine does. And every time you go over the speed limit, TomTom is sending that information, who you are and how fast you're going, to the local police departments. So we're coming up on a time where they will no longer need speed cameras or radar cameras. Your own GPS is going to write you a speeding ticket. The latest wrinkle now is Android handsets are apparently leaking personal data when they're connecting with the net, with the cloud, with services like Google Calendar. They're sending information. It's been discovered by German security researchers. Android is giving away information that you really want to keep private. Got to be very, very, very careful what goes on those smartphones. They're not your friend, and even though you bought and paid for them, they're not really working for you. You know, you don't want to have stuff on there that you don't want other people to see because it's open season on your data. You know, if you're head of the IMF, you know, they're going to keep your life private. But if you're just a regular Joe Schmo trying to go around through life and take care of your kids, your life is an open book to the government. Now, one of the things when we talk about computers and security I get really, really tired of is hearing the Apple Mac owners crowing about security and how we're free from viruses and we're just automatically more secure. And I have been telling the Macintosh owners for years, it has nothing to do with your security. It has nothing to do with the security of Linux. Linux is derived from Unix, and the very first hackers were on Unix because that was the predominant operating system when hacking sort of became fashionable. And that was before it became profitable. And the reason the cyber criminals target Windows computers rather than Apple computers is because there are so many more Windows computers. But now that Apple is starting to garner a larger share of the market, cyber criminals are starting to target the Macs. And apparently, some hacker has actually put out a do-it-yourself automated crimeware kit where you don't even have to be a programmer and hacker yourself. If you can buy this kit or acquire this kit, you can go out and you can write hacks and applications that will hijack Apple OS X computers for whatever nefarious purpose you want to put out there. And, of course, the hackers are finding the Apple computers easier to break into because they don't have the security the Windows machines do. The Windows machines have had decades and decades of fending off these computer criminals. And the Mac users are saying, we don't need that stuff. We're more secure. And now that there are enough Macintosh computers to make it profitable, the hackers are turning to look at the Apple Macintosh computers. They're wide open. They're easy to get into compared to Windows machines, and they're all leaping on board there. Now, apparently this crimeware kit for Apple's retails for $1,000. Obviously, you're not going to spend that money unless you intend to make money, you know, using it, and the creators, apparently, they're promising versions for vanilla Linux and for the iPad, which means it'll also probably be hitting the iPod. And so this is where your arrogance comes back to haunt you. Because Macintoshes were safe from viruses up until now just because there weren't enough of them around to make cybercrime worth the effort. Well, now it is. It's different. Apple has that larger share of the computer market, and the criminals are just rubbing their hands together and saying, it's open season, and they're all virgins. They don't know. They're not as skilled at computer defense as the Windows users. This is going to be easy. And so the Mac users are about to get a very, very cruel lesson that their computers weren't automatically more secure. They just weren't enough of them to bother with. All righty. Let's see, we got a caller on the line, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, friend.
Howdy, y'all.
Yeah. I just picked up another article. I think it was the Washington Times or Washington Post. Supreme Court passed down a ruling 8-1, Ruth Bader Ginsburg dissenting, saying the police can enter the home if they think you're destroying evidence. Now, that really kind of scares me because police can, plant evidence and say, we caught them trying to destroy it or something like that. This is another
scary stuff happens all the time, drop guns and things like that. Well, the context of this ruling was the police were walking by and they smelled marijuana smoke. And so they said, we have to kick in the door now and grab the marijuana because if he's smoking it, he's in the process of destroying it. And obviously was an unreasonable search and seizure without a warrant, but the Supreme Court is saying, yeah, if the cop thinks that there's something there, they can go on in. They don't need a warrant. So for those of you who are into the marijuana, forget the smoking thing and make brownies because they don't have an aroma.
Well, I got accused of, police saying, your car smells like crack cocaine. I just took it from the auto detailer. I'm serious. I mean, you know, so
no, I'm laughing because they had that guy they threw in jail for like 4 days over tortilla dough. It turned out there was some cheese in the dough. The enzyme there false positive a test for whatever drug they were testing for. Turnip will false positive a test for opiates. These tests that they use, these things they swab your luggage with, you know, they're making a lot of money for the people who sell them, but they're not really very accurate. And the attitude is, oh, gee, we're sorry we kept you from your wedding or anything like that. you know, please forgive us. Here's a copy of, you know, the Police Gazette, you know, as a consolation prize or whatever. But you're absolutely right. First of all, I crack cocaine, does it even have a smell? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I don't know either. But let me tell you something. When I lived in Florida, I knew a guy who retired from General Motors.
Yeah.
He saved up a lot of money, and he bought a nice Winnebago. He was going to go up to Alaska and go fishing and go elk hunting. He went to the bank. He withdrew $5,000 from mm-hmm. the bank so he could fill up his tank on his way to Alaska. Well, he never made it to the edge of town. The cash that he got from the bank had traces of cocaine on it. The police cleaned house. They took his house. They emptied his bank accounts. They took everything. And about 4 months ago, this guy died broke. And, you know, so much for the war on drugs. And now the police own the house. One bought the Winnebago. They just cleaned house. And like I say, this war on drugs has to stop.
Well, the civil forfeiture thing, basically, like I said, it's pillaging the people. There was, you know, the reality is if you go to the bank ATM and you pull out a bunch of cash, 90% of it will have traces of cocaine on there. That's absolutely the truth. And, you know, at some point, you know, if we had a real justice system, they would say, look, you can't assume that because the money has traces of cocaine that you're dealing with the person who used the cocaine, because money changes hands. There's no chain of evidence to say the cocaine came from that particular user, especially when they come from the bank. But you're right. The banks, the police departments are grabbing property, and because it's property and not people, presumption of innocence does not apply. The Napoleonic Code has come back in, and most people just, they don't have the resources to go to court to reclaim their property. And, you know, and the police departments are cleaning up on this stuff. And we had a really ugly case in California before we moved up to Washington State, where the police were literally combing through maps and newspaper listings looking for civil forfeiture opportunities to build up their budgets. And they saw this beautiful little ranch out in Malibu overlooking the ocean. And they were saying, wow, if we could find that they're growing pot there, then we could seize the ranch and sell it, and we would have money for all this new equipment and everything and all these new toys and, you know, pain rays and all this other fun stuff that we want to use on the American people. And so they went out there and they raided the place. The owner of the property didn't realize it was the police. He just thought it was somebody, you know, kicking down the gates and driving on the property. And he tried to defend his home, and he was shot dead and killed. And there was no marijuana anywhere on the property. They couldn't find any. Huge, huge, huge scandal. And it just underscored the fact that the police are no longer interested in dealing with crime. They're out there to get money for themselves and from their government. We're dealing with that problem here in Hawaii. We've got major, major drug sale operation going on all over the place. And the cops can't be bothered. We were told by a police officer, the budget for fighting drug crime is just non-existent. All the money is going over to traffic enforcement. Why? Because writing tickets generates revenues. They're out there waiting for the tourists to do something wrong that they can hit them with these very expensive tickets, and the fines have gone through the roof. It's revenue generation. And that's all it is. That's all the police are interested in doing, is anything that they can do to take money from you, the people. And they don't care about anything else that's going on. Rape, now. Mugging, now. Unless it generates headlines, they don't care.
Police
anything else, George?
I can say the police are going to start experiencing a lot of unintended consequences.
I think it's already happening, you know, like the TSA are experiencing unintended consequences, but the media won't report it. Because we're edging closer and closer to an open, violent revolution against authority in general, and the media doesn't want the rest of the slaves getting any ideas. It's like the antebellum South. Every time there was a slave revolt or a slave escape, it was kept from the rest of the slave population because they didn't want them getting uppity ideas, didn't want them to know it was actually possible to succeed.
Well, I just heard, too, from one TSA worker who works in the administrative side, is saying they're getting ready to pass down a memo that TSA cannot wear their uniforms outside the airport for their own safety, of course.
Well, that would actually make sense. I mean, you know, the other day down at the health food store, there was this lady with a TSA uniform and walking around like she owned the place, nose in the air, just puffed up like, you know, amazing. And, you know, everybody else in the store was just, the loathing in their face was just open. And, you know, it's like FBI don't advertise that they are FBI when they're living, you know, where they are. They have cover stories for the neighbors. You're not supposed to know where the IRS people live. I mean, government as a whole, everybody keeps it top secret. where they live, and their numbers are all unlisted. I mean, they're all living a life that should get them under FBI surveillance. But the FBI surveillance is on those of us just basically trying to get by.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. All right, thanks an awful lot. Let you go. We're coming up here on our last commercial break for the show. Oh, man, lots of stuff to get through and everything. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, the situation in Palestine, I don't know where we're getting all that noise and whining coming from, but we've got noise on the line here. Anyway, the situation back to the Middle East, it's getting very, very ugly over there because Israel is just afraid Palestine's going to declare itself a state. They're trying to find some way they can convince the UN to say, no, you're not allowed to be a country. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We've got an email from a listener. It says, any of you Christians with any hot non-Christian wives, I'll be happy to take care of them after you're gone. No charge. It's a good idea. I can't avail myself of that, of course. I already have a hot non-Christian wife, and I can barely keep up with her, so no more for me. Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Yes, I was wanting to find out more about the H.R. 1540 It's the bill that I guess in the House that allows for endless war, I guess World War III, upon everybody in the world, including civilians.
Well, basically, okay, now basically the bill you're talking about was a defense appropriations bill, but they buried a rider inside it that got, you know, I guess people weren't paying attention to it, which basically transfers the war-making authority from the Congress to the President. Under the Constitution, not that anybody's paying attention to it anymore, under the Constitution, the Congress must declare war. Under the War Powers Act, the President can send in military forces for a limited amount of time, but he then has to go back and get Congress's permission. Now, Congress has been rubber-stamping all the wars for the last couple of decades now, so this is almost, you know, a formality, but they're basically creating, you know, the godlike emperor or president of the United States of America, where the President can sit there and say, yeah, I think we ought to make war on this person, and I think we ought to make war on that person. And it does include the use of military force against Americans inside the United States of America. So if the President decides that you're being sufficiently irritating, they can come and grab you and throw you in a concentration camp or Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo, and you are not allowed any of your civil liberties or civil rights because, after all, it's connected to terrorism. And they've got that magic word where if they say terrorism, then all of the civil protections evaporate immediately, and we've returned to the Napoleonic Code. You're guilty until you can prove that you're innocent, and we're not going to let you out long enough to prove that you're innocent. And so people are going to be disappeared. This is it. We're in the dictatorship right now. They're not even making a polite pretense of complying with the Constitution anymore. That's how bad we're getting right now.
Well, I stayed home on the 15th, didn't go anywhere, and I don't know that it bettered our country at all, but I stayed home and thought peaceful thoughts about our government falling. And like to do something more than what I'm doing, but I don't like violence either, but I stayed at home. And
Well, I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do, and this is for everybody who's listening to this show. The very best thing that you can do is to speak out publicly about what you know and what your concerns are. Because when you have the courage to speak out, you give courage to everybody around you to speak out. And you will shatter this illusion the government is trying to put out there that anybody who's not happy with the government is just all alone and isolated and nobody's around him that agrees with them. So when you speak out, you're going to see all these people look at you and you're going to say, I think exactly the same thing. I thought I was the only one. And that is how consensus toward a reformation will be built. Andrea, thank you. End of the show. We got to let you go. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical, and aloha.